This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's that time. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And so, The Fan Early Morning Show begins every weekday, starting at 5 a.m. And happy Friday to you out there, though this is one of the more frustrating Fridays for me. I don't like feeling like this on Friday, but I am indeed frustrated this morning for a number of reasons. I just found out yesterday in the evening that Adam Crowley took off. We already knew Doran Dickerson wasn't going to be here. He's going golfing today, but Crowley also called off, which might be his revenge to me by not telling me that he was calling off too. So now I got to work on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. So that's a bummer to start. So you won't get to hear from Crowley until Tuesday of next week. And I'll be off Monday as well, working a Memorial Day parade over in Bethel Park. What's more frustrating, though, in the grand realm of sports is that the Pirates wasted another solid start from one of their top pitchers, right? Paul Skeens went out there. Strikeouts weren't too high, but he pitched a solid six innings, and he gave up one earned run. Great performance. Very well done. Pirates also got another grand slam in this game. Joey Bart. Phenomenal by him. He had two hits in the game. One of them was a grand slam, though, and that was all the runs that he drove in that game. Let's see, Yasmani Grandal got in the game as well yesterday. But a solid performance was then tarnished by a bullpen that could not lock it down. Hunter Stratton charged with five earned runs of the seven scored in the entire game. Jose Hernandez was freshly called up, and he gave up one earned run in two-thirds of an inning. Not terrible. Hunter Stratton, though, came in and was charged with five and didn't make it out of the second inning he rolled over into. And, yeah, he is responsible for giving up the lead. Giants end up winning 7-6. And it's just frustrating. Yeah, Paul Skeens, yep, six innings pitched. One earned run by him given up. He walked one, struck out three, only gave up six hits. It's a pretty solid performance right there. You know, I didn't think he was going to go out there every game and dominate and just strike out a bunch of hitters. But those are the type of starts, too, that you get. It's not super flashy, but one earned run given up, limited offense through six innings, that's exactly what you want. I'm good with it. Good on him going out there and giving the Pirates a solid chance to win. Oh, yeah, and then to top it all off, Rowdy Tellez was in the lineup. Rowdy Tellez went 0 for 4. And just before the game, the Pirates made the official announcement that Jack Suwinski is being sent back to AAA. So Jack Suwinski, who has at least put the bat on the ball this season and has hit multiple home runs, despite some of his struggles. He's put the ball in the seats. He's an outfield depth piece for you. He got sent down, and then Jose Hernandez was called up. Roddy Tellez got another chance to start, and he put up another 0-for-4. So many, many reasons to be frustrated this morning. I had some of you tweet me yesterday, too. Some of you talked to me on X, telling me not to panic. And this is just part of the reason why I talk about this stuff, and I try not to sound panicky. Sometimes I do panic, though. I'm passionate about baseball. I want to dissect all the different parts, all the different layers, because I like the Pirates, and I would like them to do well. And people telling me it's a long season. This, you know, there's no reason to panic right now. The series should be 1-1. Well, I mean, now what do you say? Like, I want to hear from you guys. 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at callus_33 is my handle. That's callus_33. Talk to me a little bit. Like, how you feeling now? So this is realistically a series that should have resulted in a sweep. I mean, if we're thinking about it, or maybe if you turn it the other way around and say that the Pirates shouldn't have won the first game, they take 2 of 3. At best case scenario, the Pirates are now 25-26. That's if they would have swept. If they would have won 2 out of 3, they would have been, what's that, 24 or 25-27. Something like that. If they would have won both, they'd be 25-26. They'd have been somewhere in the middle. I'm not doing math right now. But what I know is that when I'm looking at the standings right now, I'm seeing that the San Francisco Giants are a game out of a wild card spot after beating the Pirates in 2 of 3 of those games. The Pirates are now further back. The Pirates fell below the Cardinals. The Pirates are now fourth in the NL Central, just above the Cincinnati Reds. Cardinals are 23-26, ahead of the Pirates, both now in the NL Central standings and the wild card standings. Pirates are still 3 games out. The wild card is still attainable. I think the division is still attainable. The NL Central's not super strong. We've already been over that. But when your division's not so strong, when you have the opportunity to put yourself in prime position to slip into the playoff conversation or to slip into playoff status, you've got to take those. I mean, if you look at it the other way around, too, I mean, the Pirates realistically could have been swept in this series if they didn't come back, if the Giants make one extra play in that first game. Now, I wasn't going to say that on Wednesday, after the first game of the series on Tuesday. I wasn't going to say that because sometimes you need to be afforded those scrappy wins, that good fortune to win ball games. It happens. But seeing how they stacked the lead in the preceding 2 games, and then they lost and they gave up the lead, that's just frustrating. Like when Jared Jones and Paul Skenes pitch, you have the expectation, you want them. You want to believe that they can be the ultimate piece to win you games. Now, the Pirates' credit, too, I talked about this yesterday, sometimes scoring in one inning isn't always helpful. Though the bullpen deserves much of the blame from me, but the Pirates scored in a couple innings. I mean, McCutchen from the leadoff spot is doing a tremendous job. I mean, I've been saying that from the beginning. I think he's a good leadoff hitter. He's been a good leadoff hitter with other teams. He's not a great middle-of-the-order hitter. But you put him up there to lead off, pitchers may be throwing more strikes up there, or you know, maybe they'll be cautious of him now because he has been consistently hitting home runs from the number one spot in the order since he's been put there by the Pirates. He had 2 hits in yesterday's game. Ryan Reynolds, doing great out of the number two spot. He had 3 hits yesterday. So now we turn our eyes to the bullpen. You feel like everything's been solidified. The offense was real bad. The offense was was the origin of many critiques by fans and experts alike. The offense wasn't getting it done. Well, now the offense is getting it done. Six runs is plenty to win a baseball game. They scored five of those six in the first four innings. There's no excuse for giving up those runs. Hunter Stratton, who did a decent job mopping up in yesterday's game, just flagged for five earned runs, and it's frustrating. Chapman wasn't flagged with any. He gave up a hit in the two-thirds of an inning he threw. But man, I mean, Paul Skeens and Jared Jones each pitched rather well. Jones, I still have that opinion, and I'm not going to leave it be until he faces a good lineup and doesn't give up a home run. Jared Jones has a home run issue. He gives up the long ball at a frequent rate, which you don't love to see. Paul Skeens, though, nothing about Paul Skeens' start yesterday made me go, ah, man, that's not great. Like, everything about what he did. I mean, one earned run given up, the only blemish. But again, he pitched very well. These are the games you got to win, especially when you're up. It was after the fourth inning, it was 5-1. Pirates led. The Giants scored five runs in the eighth inning. It's just frustrating. It's just very frustrating. I'll go into more depth because I gotta just let it all loose now on Rowdy Tellez, especially after some of the roster moves that the Pirates made prior to yesterday's game. Sawinski no longer on the Major League roster. Not that that's the worst move in the world on its face. Jack Sawinski very well could benefit from working on whatever he needs to work on to get better down in AAA. I'm not saying that that's a bad move, but it's like, man, I hate it. Well, I'll talk about this next because, I mean, this is something. I mean, this is going to be my final. I'm going to put a stamp on the Rowdy Tellez conversation because we all know. And I'll address him again when he gets, if he gets DFA'd or if he actually starts to hit. But I'm going to put a stamp, I'm going to put a final stamp on Rowdy Tellez after this coming break. If you want to call, you want to join the conversation at any time, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also, again, talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. And we have a new YouTube live stream that runs now. It starts at 5 a.m., just like the one on our website, 937thefan.com. The only thing different about YouTube, though, is if you go there, you can enter the live chat that we have going, and I'll read some of those, too. So if you want to live chat me on YouTube, you can do that. Just search 93.7 The Fan Pittsburgh on YouTube, and the channel for The Fan here will come up, and there's a YouTube live stream. And again, you can live chat. You can just watch on there, too, from anywhere, which is great. Our live stream is always available, too, on 93.7thefan.com, but YouTube, you can comment. And, you know, I know you guys out there love to comment. We love hearing what your perspective is as well. So give me the perspective here. Tell me what you're thinking. 412-928-9370 on X for me at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Or on our YouTube live stream. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Rowdy Tellez critiques the final one that I'm going to give because this has just been going on too long. That'll be next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan of the Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
37 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Erickalis. Not having the greatest morning, though, because the Pirates lost again. They blew another lead, and I am sad. Talk about all the reasons why. I talked about a good bit of them, but more reasons coming up here after I tell you that the Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure, great incentives. Through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox, go to sunchevy.com today. High of 82, low of 61. Mostly clear skies expected. Then tomorrow, high of 80, low of 61, a 40% chance of rain. Also, Memorial Day not looking too great with these early forecasts. Right now, a 60% chance of thunderstorms. High of 75, low of 61. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Okay, so as I promised, and you can call as well, anytime, 412-928-9370. You can talk to me on X at Kallis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Talk about the Pirates and what's been plaguing them. And this is going to be the final time that I mention this, particularly about Rowdy Tellez and what he's doing and how he's playing. And how he's affecting the Pirates. I mean, we can only complain about this so much, and I think that it's warranted, but at the same time, I mean, it's tough to talk about too, because you feel like you know, and I don't know what they see other than the explanations that they've given us, which is that he once upon a time hit over 30 home runs in a season, and we're just waiting for that part of him to come back and come around. And now we're approaching June, and he's still putting up overs. And so I will tell you what I think about him and my final thoughts on him coming up this segment. Right now we have a caller on the line at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Neil. How are you?
I'm feeling it this morning. What's on your mind?
Listen, I'm an avid listener. My big issue, I think it doesn't get talked about barely at all on this station, is Ben Charrington needs to take some big responsibilities. And in the next year, we can't keep complaining about Bob Nutting. We get that. But their team to make the playoffs was low payrolls. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's made how many trades since he's been here? And he has not been able to acquire one hitter. Okay, we talk about Tellez all the time making $5 million. But we got Gonzalez from that's making 10. I know, I'm sure Seattle picked up a little bit, or the Braves picked up a little bit. That kind of stuff is irrelevant. He's all the trades from Marte all the way till this past offseason, he's done nothing to acquire any hitters. Our hitters like Reynolds and Cruz came from the last regime. He's got to step it up somehow.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Neil. I appreciate it. I don't think that it's been not talked about. I mean, Adam Crowley did a bunch of research and found this out. He's talked about it at least in the last couple of weeks. I remember him talking about how good Charrington has been at acquiring pitching. But with that keen eye on starting pitching in particular, Charrington has seemed to have a weak point in identifying the proper hitters to acquire. Now, he's tried. Tellez was a good try. I mean, I'll give him that. Tellez was a good try. Acquiring Joey Bart and Yasmani Grandal this season, both as catchers to come in. I mean, they've been doing fine. I mean, they've had their bright spots. They haven't been an albatross. Other than that, yeah, I can understand. You know, if you're talking about other regimes that acquired guys, I get that. I can understand that argument. But I mean, we've talked about that plenty. That Ben Charrington has been way better at acquiring starting pitching than he has hitters, And that's come through clear this season when you've seen the starting pitching staff pitch really well. And the bullpen, for half the time, locks things down. So, yeah, I mean, it's been touched on. It's been touched on for sure. And, it's a fair criticism. The hitters that are in the lineup that he has tried to acquire or make deals on have not panned out. Now, you still should give Charrington credit that he gave Brian Reynolds a contract because, you know, while the old regime acquired him, Charrington and this regime were the ones that said, hey, he deserves to be paid this much money to stay on this team over a long period of time. So there are moves that I think he's trying to make. And I'm not faulting him for trying to take a chance on Rowdy Tellez. But now you've gotta know when it's time to pull him, to get him off the roster. And I mean, just the strikeout looking that he had yesterday. I mean, I can't remember how many times he struck out. I'm just seeing an 0-for-4 here. It doesn't give me strikeouts on this box score that I'm looking at right now. But I remember the one that Pony posted it. Andrew Filippone posted it on X. You know, of just him and the PM guys reacting to him striking out looking. And I mean, I'm just watching this, and I try not to batter hitters too much, especially in today's game. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, the hitters back in the day, you know, so much better. Because hitting is getting hard, and it's getting harder with the pitchers that throw with such high velocity. It's a difficult thing to do in sports. But Tellez is one of the first hitters I've seen in a while that I look at him and I'm just thinking, like, what are we doing? Most guys in any other situation on any other team would be demoted or moved at this point. Like, with two strikes, like, I mean, he's looking at pitches that are right around the knees. Yesterday's was right down the middle. So he'll swing at the pitches with two strikes that break out of the zone, but he'll take the pitches that are in the zone. He's just lost. And it doesn't look like he's going to find his way anytime soon. And it's not helping the team. He is not contributing to the success that this team has had. Now, the loss in particular wasn't his fault yesterday. Pirates still scored 6 runs despite him. But he's not helping anything. And the fact that they moved Sawinski down to AAA to make room for Jose Hernandez coming up. That, to me, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make much sense. Sawinski's got stuff to work on. You got to find another roster spot. You got to open up a roster spot for somebody else that isn't Rowdy Tellez. Like, I'm looking at him, and I hate overly critiquing guys because I played the game. I played the game in college. I understand that it's difficult to hit. But Tellez just is guessing, or he's just lost. And he can't find his way. And it's not helping anything. So that's my take there. I'm done talking about Rowdy Tellez. If you ever want to call in again when I'm doing the show, you can. And you want to complain about him, you can. But that's my final stance on Tellez, because it's frustrating that Sawinski's now off the roster. And while he wasn't doing great, he was still doing better than Tellez. Tellez is like the basement right now. He is the standard for the league bottom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.